If you have your Bibles, please turn to 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 to 22.
今天早上的经文是在彼得前书第三章18节到22节。
And those of you who have heard me preach the last couple of weeks, you're probably saying, not again.
你过去几个礼拜如果听见我讲到的时候你说又再来过。
We've been going over this passage for now, it's going to be 3 weeks.
我哋今日系第三次读呢一段嘅经文。
But I think it deserves for us to really soak it in.
其实我哋应该去咀嚼呢一段嘅经文。
There's a lot of intricacies in this passage for us to reflect and examine.
因为喺呢段嘅经文里面有好多嘅地方让我哋可以细细去咀嚼嘅。
And even today, we'll take a look at some of the aspects of this passage.
甚至乎我们今天又再去研究神的话语。
So 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 to 22.
彼得前书第三章18节到22节。
And I'll ask the other guy in purple to read it.
我们两个着紫色，我们是皇帝的子了嘛。因基督也曾一次为罪受苦，就是义的代替不义的。为要引我们到神面前，按照肉体说，他是被治死；按照灵性说，他复活了。他藉着这灵，曾去传道给那些在监狱里面的灵听，就是那些从前在挪亚预备方舟神容忍等待的时候不顺从的人。当时进入方舟藉着水得救的人不多，只有八个人。这水所表明的洗礼，现在藉着耶稣基督复活也拯救你们。这洗礼不在乎除掉肉体的污秽，只求在神面前有无愧的良心。耶稣既然进入天堂，在神右边，众天使有权柄的并有能力的都服从了他。
Earlier in the passage, we took a look at how Christ suffered ultimately.
在经文的前面我们见过耶稣基督是为我们的罪而受死。
And so verse 18 reminds us that he suffered and he just suffered once.
在第18节里我们见过只是一次的受苦。
We understand the substitutionary death of Jesus, the righteous for the unrighteous.
我们看见耶稣基督的义，公义代替了我们一切的不义。
And we understand the purpose of his death, and that is to bring us to God.
他受死的目的是将我们带领到神的面前。
Today I want your eyes to kind of glance down to verse 20 and following.
今天我们想看第20节那里。
And so Peter is actually beginning to introduce us to Noah.
彼得呢在这里就介绍挪亚这个人。
And if we think about the Noah story, we think it's really a remarkable story.
挪亚那个故事其实是一个很特别的一个故事。
We're talking about Noah's Ark here.
我们讲到挪亚的方舟。
It's a story that we love. It's a story that we are very familiar with.
我们就是很熟悉挪亚方舟这个故事。
And for some of you that have taught children this story, it's fun, isn't it?
尤其是你如果是教个主日学教小孩子的时候，这个故事是非常之有趣的。
You know why it's fun? Because you could be creative and clear as can be with the passage.
因为你如果教小孩子的时候，在这段的经文里面是很有兴趣，让他们觉得很兴奋的。
You know why it's fun? It's because you could do a lot of crafts with this story, right?
因为你可以用很多的劳作，很多的手工介绍这个故事。
You could make paper boats.
你可以用纸来接船。
You could draw pairs of animals.
你可以画很多的动物。
And when it comes to coloring the ocean, you guys, it's very easy to color blue all over.
画海洋的时候呢，可以拿支蓝色的笔到处去画。
Objects, characters, and animals are very identifiable to young children.
所有动物啊、物体啊，对小蚊仔来讲是非常之有兴趣的。
The story is not only remarkable, but it's also memorable.
这个故事不单止很特别，让我们都很有能够可以纪念的。
And the story is not simply for children, but for us as adults.
这个故事不单止是对小蚊仔而讲，对我们大人来讲都是非常有兴趣。
In this context, it teaches us of some deeper matters that pertain to us.
在这个故事里面，让我们能够更深入地去认识神。
If you think about it, Jesus used the Noah's Ark story to teach about the sudden eschatological judgment.
我哋睇见喺挪亚呢个世代就看见神嗰个大大嘅审判。
In the Gospels, Jesus said, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be with the coming of the Son of Man."
因为耶稣喺经文里边讲到，好像挪亚嘅日子、末日嘅日子也是如此。
Now, to sum up what he was kind of saying here is that when people were eating and drinking, partying, carousing, marrying until the day of Noah, as he entered the boat, swoosh, the rain came down and flood happened, and people were gone.
当挪亚嘅时代，嗰啲人咧喺度饮食、喝、结婚、做各样嘅坏事，突然间洪水就淋到。
That's how it's going to be in the coming of the Lord.
主再来嘅日子就好像咁样忽然嘅临到。
Now in Jesus' day, people were very familiar with the Noah's Ark story.
我相信当耶稣嘅时代，当时嘅犹太人好熟悉挪亚嘅故事。
And as Peter introduced us to Noah's Ark once again, the believers are familiar with it too.
所以当彼得写彼得书嘅时候，当时嘅会众都好明白挪亚嘅故事。
Now last week we took a look at a reference, and Peter had referenced the Noah's Ark to kind of give us a time frame of what kind of happened.
彼得喺呢度写到关于挪亚嘅时候呢，让我哋能够知道嗰个时间系如何。
Remember last time we talked about the fallen angels and how they kind of crossed the lines before God.
因为上次我哋讲到那堕落嘅天使点样佢哋被神惩罚。
So Peter had referenced the Noah's Ark story to kind of give us a time frame.
所以挪亚就让我哋能够明白嗰个时间系如何。
But now he kind of furthers this to give us some ideas and to teach us about the eschatological truth.
所以呢度呢，彼得嘅让我哋能够明白啦，末日嘅时代系点样嘅事情发生。
And the desire is that it should inspire us for holy living.
让我哋啊能够兴奋起嚟，能够有一个圣洁嘅过生活。
Holy living in a hostile situation.
在呢个末日嘅日子，那敌对嘅日子，我哋点样能够活出一个圣洁嘅生活？
So in verse 20, you know, by water, God saves Noah and his family from the evil world.
在第二十节那里讲到挪亚，神拯救了挪亚和他的家人。
Remember the Genesis account of the story, sin and was rampant in the world during that time.
我们看见在创世纪的时代，罪恶满盈在这个世代。
People all over were rebellious.
到处的世人都是敌挡神。
The fallen angels had their way and overstepped their boundaries.
那堕落的天使他们也都在敌挡神。
And again, this is all accounted in the book of Genesis.
在这边，在创世纪里面，我们就看见了。
Since sin was rampant, evil was having its way, and this happened for about 120 years.
我们看见这个罪恶满盈这个世代，很多事情发生，大概120年。
You could say that God was very, very patient.
我们可以看见神是非常之有耐性。
Now, if you look in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 5, when they talk about Noah, they say that he was a preacher of righteousness.
我们看见彼得后书第二章第五节那里讲到，挪亚是在这里传一个义道。
In other words, while he was building the boat, he also preached about righteousness.
当挪亚在这里建造这个方舟的时候，他仍然将神那个义道传出去。
The message was given out.
那个道系已经传出去了。
Everybody heard. Everybody who came by and saw the ark, he gave the message.
当时嘅人喺度睇见话挪亚，你喺度做咩事啊？你喺度起嗰架船做乜嘢啊
？And this would happen day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year.
一日过一日，一年过一年，好多日子经过。
And as we know that there was no response but eight.
我哋看见冇一个人去回应神嘅呼召。
It was all of Noah's family that responded.
只有挪亚佢一家八口先至被拯救。
And so Noah and his wife, his three sons and their respective wives were saved, you know, through the water.
所以只有挪亚佢嘅太太、佢嘅三个儿子同埋佢三个新抱能够被拯救。
What is Peter trying to convey here?
彼得要让当时的会众认识什么呢？
He wants to convey that, you know, we live in a hostile world.
彼得要知道，俾嗰啲会众知道，我哋当时系活在一个被敌挡嗰个世代。
And Peter is giving us reassurance that, you know, there's times that we feel unnumbered, there's times that we feel unpopular, there's times that we have misunderstandings, or we get the short end of the stick simply for righteous sake.
彼得要俾当时嗰啲会众知道，冇人欢迎你啊，你被敌挡啊，但系你要为着义嘅缘故而生活。
Peter knew that you would have difficulty with your faith.
他知道你的信仰能够使到你的生活过得很困难。
Not everybody's going to embrace your faith the same way that you have.
因为其他的人都不会接纳你的信仰。
And so for the people that lived in Peter's time, it was a very hostile situation.
所以当彼得所生活的日子里面，那些会众，那些信徒是过着非常艰难的生活。
I always say, if you look at the beginning of 1 Peter, it tells you that they were exiled.
在彼得前书一开始的时候，他说被散在全地的信徒。
And I keep saying that they moved not because it was better real estate, they moved because they were pushed out.
他们搬不是因为那里的地产是更加好，他们被搬是因为他们被赶出去。
So it wasn't a favorable situation where they lived.
所以不是说他们住的地方是非常和谐的。
So Peter is reminding the elect, he is reminding believers to hang in there.
所以彼得就鼓励当时的百姓说，你要继续持守啊。
And he's using the Noah's Ark story. He's using Noah himself and his family.
他就用挪亚一家八口来做他们的实在的故事。
And even though it seems like the power of evil has outnumbered, it seems greater, but God is going to vindicate his own.
所以我们看见，虽然环境非常的恶劣，但是神会拯救他自己的子民。
As I mentioned, today we may suffer for righteous sake.
我们今天也都去为义而去受苦。
We live in a morally depraved generation.
我们活在这个世代是各样的道德都堕落了。
We live in a sin-scarred world.
我们看见罪恶已经伤害了这个世界。
From the very small to the very big, we ourselves are morally bankrupt.
从小到最大，我们的道德都是败坏了。
And we see the effects of sin year after year,decade after decade, generation after generation.
我们看见一年过去，一代过去，我们都被罪所毁坏。
Some of us always say, well, you know, it was much better way back in the day.
很多人说，嘿，我们以前的日子不知过得多好。
And the reason being because the longer that we live, we see more and more how our world is kind of unraveling.
因为我们所经历这么多个年日的时候，我们看见这个世界好像越来越坏。
Sometimes we say that the young people don't have the respect that we had back in the day.
我们有阵时说，现在的小孩子根本上都不尊重人。
Or even we think about manners.
甚至乎这些人没有礼貌。
Right, being polite, being cordial, having manners.
我只是少少对人有啲礼貌都冇。
We were raised up with a certain amount of manners, certain amount of politeness, and now look at today.
我喺度长大嘅时候，我哋父母都话：你哋要守规矩，有礼貌。但系今日好似冇咗啦。
We have to teach manners, don't we?
我哋真系要教下一代有礼貌嘅过日。
We have to teach about the civil laws in our country.
我哋要教细蚊仔喺呢个社会里边嘅法律。
And it's amazing how more and more we see more and more defiance.
我们看见越来越多的反叛。
And so we see it, and it's accumulating more and more.
我们看见这个罪恶好像越来越增加。
So as we understand as much patience and grace it was during Noah's days,
所以我们看见神在挪亚的日子非常之有忍耐。
There's also much grace and patience too for our day.
我哋喺睇见今时今日，我哋都看见神嘅忍耐。
But we know judgment came in Noah's day.
我哋知道神喺挪亚嘅日子有施行审判。
And when it came swiftly.
当呢个审判临到嘅时候，系非常之嘅快脆。
After 120 years, Noah and his family was delivered from the evil age, but by judgment, in the waters of flood.
过咗120年嘅时候，挪亚佢同埋佢一家就喺呢个罪当中被拯救出嚟。
When the idea about living in a hostile world is, first of all, knowing where we stand.
住喺一个敌对嗰个社会嘅里边，你要清楚你嘅立场系如何。
Do we stand with the God who is holy, or do we stand with a hostile world?
你系要与呢个圣洁嘅神站埋一边，定系同埋呢个堕落嘅世代站埋一边？
And as we stand with a holy God, we know that we live in a hostile world.
当我哋站在圣洁嘅神一边嘅时候，我哋就看见呢个世界系点样嘅败坏。
So in other words, we are going to encounter difficulty.
所以你同我都会经历好多嘅困难。
But because we know a God who is holy, God who is almighty, He is going to guide us through.
我们知道神是圣洁的，神是伟大大有权能的时候，祂就能够拯救我们。
He is going to help us to persevere even through hostile times.
祂就能够让我们能够经历这些这么敌对的世代。
Now the second point I want to challenge you with is this.
第二点我们要看的就是
is that we have choices to make.
我哋今时今日实在系有我哋嘅选择。
In other words, do you want in or do you want out?
你究竟系要进入啊，定系要喺出边
？Are you in the ark? Are you outside the ark?
究竟你喺方舟嘅里边，或者方舟嘅外边
？Are you on board in Christ or are you not?
你究竟系咪喺基督嘅里边，或者喺基督嘅外边
？Are you living for the pleasures of the world? Or are you living for?
你究竟是为着世界的宴乐，还是为着基督而活？
The people of Noah's days were warned of the coming judgment by Noah.
当时的日子，挪亚是警告他的朋友。
Remember, Noah was a preacher of righteousness, so he said it very clearly to them.
我们在经文里面很清楚看见挪亚是一个传义道的先知。
And if he wasn't clear, there was an object that was very clear, and that was the ark itself that was being built.
就算他自己的讲道讲得不清楚，但是他在后面有一个很大的功课，就是他在建这个方舟。
It was a visual object that pointed out to the people.
用实体来教导当时的社会。
And so, Noah was saying, you know, repent.
所以挪亚就对当时的百姓讲：你哋要悔改啊
！Repent and come on board。
你要悔改嚟进入呢个方舟。
The choice is ours even today。
今时今日我哋有同样嘅选择。
Do we want to repent？
我哋要唔要悔改呢
？And come on board。
上呢个船呢
？But not on the ark。
唔系上呢个方舟。
But come on board with Jesus Christ。
那系上耶稣基督个船。
We have a choice.
我哋今时可以选择
whether to follow Christ or not.
去唔去跟从基督
？What choice will it be for you?
今日你嘅选择系如何
？Judgment is coming.
审判会临到啦。
We need to prepare ourselves.
我哋要预备好自己啊。
And the choice is yours.
今天你就要做呢个选择。
And will you decide now to follow Jesus?
究竟你今日要会唔会跟从耶稣？
Peter is using the flood and the deliverance of Noah and his family as a loose analogy of, or the type of what is portrayed in the Christian salvation.
彼得就是用挪亚方舟这个故事来代表我们今天在神面前的救恩。
As Noah passed through the flood waters into salvation from God's judgment, so does believers pass through baptism into salvation from God's judgment.
好像当日挪亚经过这个洪水被拯救离开这个洪水的审判，我们今时今日我们受洗的时候亦都能够被拯救进入神那个救恩的里面。
Now, I know you probably noticed I used the word baptism.
你有没有注意到我讲到受洗这个字呢？
Even in our Bible,It clarifies what Peter is trying to tell us.
甚至乎在经文里面彼得也都告诉我们听。
Peter is saying it's not the act of baptism that saves, that is the removal of dirt, from flesh, but what baptism signifies, and that is an appeal to God.
不是这个洗礼呢洗干净你的老泥，那是在神面前你一个无愧的良心。
Baptism signifies an appeal to God for a good conscience through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
因为受洗就是代表耶稣基督在为我们受死而复活。
the appeal or the pledge occurs, points to the moment of salvation when a person under the conviction of the Holy Spirit cries out to God for the cleansing of sin that only Christ has done through his substitutionary sacrifice on the cross.
这里就是代表到耶稣基督在十字架上为我们受死，为我们代替我们的惩罚，让我们能够有一个新的生命。
It's very reflective of verse 18.
就在18节那里也都让我们看见。
That Christ died once for our sins, the righteous for the unrighteous.
就在18节那里，基督曾一次为我们受苦，就是义去代替不义的。
That he might bring us to God.
让我们能够带到神的面前。
And so my question to you this morning is, have you been brought before God?
今天早上，你究竟有没有来到神的面前？
Have you made a choice to believe and repent before the Lord God Almighty?
你有没有悔改临到神的面前？
Let me go on. The rites of water baptism is an act of obedience, as we know.
我们知道受洗这个，乃是我们信服神的教训。
It is an act of public profession of your faith in Christ.
就是公众的宣告你是属于神的人。
So when we get baptized, we are professing that we've already confessed that we have faith in Christ.
所以我们受洗当那日，我们就向众人证明话，我们已经进入耶稣基督的里边。
So you see an outward act that has already been an inward reality.
因为是这个用嗰个外边嗰个嚟做呢个见证，话你心里边一个真实。
Peter's conveying the same things here.
彼得在这里也讲得很清楚。When
we trust Christ for salvation, we turn to him for the forgiveness of sins.
我们来到神面前领受救恩的时候，我们就悔改我们以前的罪。
And we have made the appeal for the cleansing of our sins from our defiled conscience, which the sins has produced.
我们就去离开我们以前在罪恶里面所受的刑罚。
Then at the time of our water baptism, we've expressed our petition for the cleansing of our conscience.
当我们受洗的时候，我们就向神呼喊话，我要接纳你的洁净。
That we will continue to walk in good conscience and good faith.
让我们有一个无愧的良心，活在神的面前。
Knowing that water baptism doesn't save us, but water baptism does signify what we already believe.
这个受洗不能够拯救你，这个受洗乃是代表你在神面前那个公认。
Come next month, we're going to have another all-church baptism.
下一个月我们再次有在众人面前经行洗礼。
And if you haven't been baptized, I would encourage you to be baptized.
如果你还没接纳水礼的时候，我呼吁你来接纳这个水礼。
And here's how you know that you're ready.
你怎样觉得自己已经预备好呢？
First of all, you have to have a testimony.
首先你一定要有一个好见证。
You have to have a testimony of what Christ has done for you.
你会知道神在你身上做了什么工作。
How Christ has died on the cross for your sins.
知道耶稣基督在十字架上为你的罪而死。
How you came to faith to Christ Jesus.
你就怎样经历到相信神的经历。
And the difference that Christ has made in your life.
基督在你身上作了什么改变。
There's always a before Christ.
我们常常都是在基督之前。
And then when we encounter Christ or when we receive Christ.
当我们接纳耶稣基督的时候。
And then there's the after or how we are, the difference that Christ has made in our lives.
我们信了耶稣之后，我们有怎样的分别。
I was telling some people earlier about the testimony that's very clear in Acts chapter 26.
我当时讲，头先嘅时候我哋分享到《使徒行传》第26章。
The apostle Paul tells about his testimony that he has before Christ.
使徒保罗当向佢嘅会众讲到话佢点样嚟到相信耶稣。
He told how he was once the persecutor of the church.
佢以前系逼迫教会嘅。
Until he encountered, believed, and repented before Christ.
但是当他认识了耶稣，他遇到耶稣，他改，做一个悔改。
And then the difference that Christ has made in his life.
然后就看见在他身上有什么改变。
That he set aside persecuting the church.
他就不再去逼迫教会。
And now he preached Christ crucified.
他今天他就传扬一个从死里复活的耶稣基督。
You know you're ready for baptism if you have a testimony of Christ's salvation in your life.
你如果觉得神在你身上有一个改变的时候，你就能够在众人面前作见证。
And you know you're ready for baptism if you want to continue to walk in obedience with our Lord and our God.
你如果是已经预备好心的时候，你就能够在神面前领受这个水礼。
So if you want to be baptized this coming fall, and those are things that you feel that the Lord's leading you, I would challenge you and encourage you to take up that step of baptism.
如果你的心里面感觉到神带领你要在水礼的时候，我就邀请你来联络我们。
I've made two points. We live in a hostile world and we have choices to make.
我就讲到我们今日是活在一个敌挡的世代，第二点就是说你今天有一个选择。
The third point is that we must trust in God's vindication.
我们第三点就是要知道神会为我们伸冤。
In verse 22, it reads that, talking about Christ who has gotten to heaven and is at the right hand of God with angels, authorities, and powers being subject to him.
在这里我讲到耶稣基督已经进入天堂，在神的右边，众天使和有权柄都服从了他。
We know that God had vindicated Noah in the previous text.
我们看见在前面的时候，耶稣阿神已经为着挪亚而去伸冤做辩护。
Remember, Noah was outnumbered. No one listened to the preaching.
我们看见挪亚他是被人敌挡，没人去听他的传道。
You know what? As I think about it, have you ever stepped in Noah's shoes?
今时今日，你有没有觉得你自己是做挪亚呢？
Remember, he kept on preaching the same message over and over, but no one responded.
挪亚在这么多的年日当中，他都是传一样的道，没人去听他。
But it says that God vindicated him.
神就拯救了他。
And God also vindicated Jesus Christ.
神也都为着耶稣而伸冤。
Although it looked as the enemy had defeated Christ on the cross, but they didn't.
在人来看，好像耶稣基督在十字架上被人所征服。
Christ was raised from the dead and now seats at the right hand of God.
但是耶稣已经一次复活，坐在神的右边。
And all spiritual powers are subject to him.
所有属灵的能力都服在耶稣的之下。
Though we do not yet see all the things subject to him, we know that victory has been won.
虽然我们今时今日仲看见魔鬼在挣扎，但我们知道神已经胜过一切。
And it's just a matter of time that we see the fullness of the victory of the Lord's reign.
有一天我们就能够看见神圆满的胜利。
Christ has been taken up to heaven and he will come in the same way.
耶稣基督已经被升上天堂，有一天他会再来。
God will vindicate his own.
神会辩护他的子民。
Remember the days of Noah and how God was very patient and very gracious.
要纪念在挪亚日子，神是几大嘅忍耐。
2 Peter 3:9 says, God is patient, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance.
在彼得后书第三章第九节嗰度讲到，神所应许嘅仲未成就，人呢以为佢系淡然，但其实唔系淡然，乃系宽容你哋。
Just like in Noah's days, the preaching was there and it kept on coming and coming.
今时今日我们继续地传这个道。
But at the same time, also the coming of God's judgment.
但是我们知道神的审判会来临。
The patience of God is here.
神的宽容在这里。
But he will not wait forever.
但是他不会永远地等待。
So today could be your day of salvation.
今天就是你拯救的日子。
If you believe and repent before the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果你今天相信主，在神面前悔改。
A day is coming when all will be vindicated.
有一天神会为着他的百姓而伸冤。
What does the word vindicated really mean?
伸冤或者辩护这个字是什么意思呢？
It is to be clear of any charges, any suspicions of anything.
就是除去你以前被人所怀疑一切的罪。
Day after day, you know, Noah heard all the criticism when he was building the ark.
我哋再諗下，挪亞當佢喺度建造呢個方舟嘅時候，好多人喺度讥笑佢。
He heard all the teasing.
人哋喺度笑佢。
You are wasting your time building the ark.
唉，你做咩事呢？喺度嘥時間。
Why are you doing it? Because it hasn't rained in I don't know how many years.
從來我都未見過落雨，你喺度做咩船呢？
People were not just teasing him lightly, people also teasing him very fiercely.
啲人唔係普通去讥笑佢，佢哋係好極力嘅去取笑佢。
People threatened, people were even violent towards Noah.
甚至乎佢哋係用暴力嚟去恐告佢。
And Noah kept on preaching the same thing.
但係挪亞繼續嘅傳揚呢個福音。
But no one responded.
冇人反應。
Eventually, Noah was vindicated. The rains came down, the flood happened, and his family was saved.
有一天，神就好像为咗挪亚而去伸冤，啊，这个洪水泛滥了，佢一家就被拯救。
Brothers and sisters, I'm saying those who follow the Lord will be vindicated.
今日弟兄姊妹，如果你系跟随耶稣嘅时候，神会为你而伸冤。
Even those who have been martyred here on earth.
甚至乎在呢个地上为主殉道嘅一班人。
What do you mean in terms of those who have been martyred?
咩？点解话为主殉道嘅一班人呢
？There have been those not only who have suffered for righteous sakes, but also have died for righteous sake.
我哋要知道有一班人唔单止受为义要去受苦，佢哋甚至乎系为义而殉道。
I tell you, those who have suffered for righteous sake, that you will be vindicated.
今天如果是你因为义而被逼迫的时候，有一天神会为你伸冤。
I also telling you that those who have died for righteous sakes will be vindicated.
甚至乎为主而殉道的一班人，有一天神会为他而伸冤。
My premise is God's truth.
我怎样带来呢？就是神自己的道。
In the book of Revelation, chapter 6, verses
9
through 11.
在启示录第六章九至十一节
It says, souls that were slain for the word of God, that cried out to God, who will judge and avenge those who had died for his glory.
在第九节那里讲到话，在祭坛底下为神的道作见证被杀的灵魂大声喊说
In Revelation, what it's saying is that those who suffered for righteous sake, those who suffered and died for righteous sake, will be vindicated.
就是在这里讲到说，那些被为义而被杀的，他们会有一天神会向为他而伸冤。
Like I said, we experience some type of persecution for our faith.
我们今天信耶稣，有时都会被人逼迫。
Sometimes it happens within the families.
在我们的家人啊。
Sometimes it happens within the neighborhoods or even within our cities.
或者我们的邻居啊，或者在我们的城市里面啊。
But we have been persecuted for our faith in one way or another.
我们因着义公义的缘故被这个社会而逼迫。
I'm telling you to persevere because there will be a day where you will be vindicated and God will be glorified.
有一天神会为你而伸冤，神的名得着荣耀。
And there will be a line for those who persevere and those who will see God's glory.
有你去寻求主的时候，有一天你会得着荣耀。
And that line from God to you, it says, well done, good and faithful servant.
神有一天说你是我所喜悦的仆人。
Let me give you a couple of applications as we close this message for us in terms of our witness.
呢啲咁样嘅道理对我哋有咩嘅鼓励呢
？Here's how to witness。
我哋点样去见证神呢
？Now listen very carefully。
我哋要小心去听。
Build an ark。
我哋要建立一个方舟。
I'm not talking about a paper one. I'm not talking about a wooden one。
我唔系话用纸嚟接船，唔系用木嚟造船。
Nor I'm not talking about the one that Noah did years ago。
亦都唔系讲到挪亚所起嗰个船。
But the one that Noah did years ago took 120 years to build.
挪亚所起嗰个方舟需要120年。
Again, it was an object lesson to those to warn people of the future judgment and to condemn sins of the day.
就是让我们做一个实力的功课，知道我们今天是怎样预备自己。
Brothers and sisters, when we fix our hope completely on the grace that brought us to the revelation of Jesus Christ,
今天如果我哋将我哋嘅希望系建立在耶稣基督嘅身上嘅时候，
the people in your circle would notice the ark that is being built in your life.
在你周围嘅人，佢就会认识到你在中间里边所建立嘅方舟。
And what is the ark that's being built in your life?
呢个方舟喺你身上系点样嘅成形呢？
It's faithfulness.
就系你话信实。
Not just simply days of faithfulness, weeks of faithfulness, months of faithfulness, years of faithfulness to the Lord God Almighty.
那是一年一年咁追上去你在神面前嗰个信实。
There are times that people have either said to you or even have thought, hey, you're wasting your time going to church on Sunday.
有啲人话你哋礼拜又去聚会啊，你咁嘥你啲时间。
Or you're wasting your money giving the offering.
你又嘥晒你啲钱，你去奉献做乜嘢呢？
You're wasting your Sundays when you could do all sorts of things.
你礼拜日你嘥咗啲时间，你应该去游街行啊。
You could go fishing.
去钓鱼啊。
You could have dim sum.
去饮茶啊。
You could do all sorts of things. You're wasting your time.
你可以做好多其他嘅嘢啊，你唔系嘥你啲时间呢？
Doesn't it sound very similar to the type of teasing that Noah did?
会唔会相似当挪亚嘅日子被人哋取笑佢哋呢？
But see, our ark is built upon our faithfulness to our Lord God.
但系我哋个方舟就系建立在向神面前嘅忠实。
And the only one that really matters is God.
唯一对我哋系有关系嘅就系我哋嘅神。
Brothers and sisters, persevere in the faith.
弟兄姊妹，你要在神面前忍耐。
Be obedient and love the church.
要有信服，要爱这个教会。
And you, in doing so, over the years and over the decades, you will see a beautiful thing that's being built.
你积年累日的时候，你就会看见一个美丽的见证。
You become the living testimony to others as far as pointing towards our Lord and our God.
你在众人面前会做一个好的见证。
The second way to witness is through water baptism.
第二点我点样呢？就系要做受洗。
As I mentioned before, one of the clearest way to witness is to go through water baptism.
因为最清楚嘅见证呢，就系喺众人面前受呢个水礼。
Simply the mere fact of the act that you're doing, it speaks volumes to people.
你系受洗当嗰个时刻。你就向众人作见证。
And as you know, baptism can't save anyone, but it's an important step of obedience to our Lord and our God.
我要知道受洗本身唔能够拯救你，那系你在神面前，在基督面前做一个愿意跟随佢。
And on these occasions, we use it to give a testimony of our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
喺我哋呢个教会嚟讲咧，我哋俾你有个机会喺众人面前做个见证。
Here's the last one I want to mention as far as how to witness.
仲有我哋点样作见证呢？
Very simple.
好简单。
Wait.
等待。
You probably think, what?
哦，咩话？
Did you just say wait?
你话等待？
Yeah, well here on earth you have time to wait.
你活在呢个世上，你常常就要等待㗎啦。
What are you waiting for?
你等乜嘢呢？
There will be a day.
有一天。
A day of judgment when sinners must stand before the holy God and acknowledge their sin and guilt.
审判日子要来临，所有嘅罪人要站在神嘅面前去承认佢自己嘅罪。
And their standing will be reduced to bowing. They will bow their knee before the Lord Jesus Christ.
佢哋唔能够站立在神嘅面前，佢哋其实就要俯伏下来。
We sing the song, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, right?
我哋常常都唱话万口当承认，万膝当跪拜。
So while here on earth, we could wait and be patient with others.
我哋今天在呢个世上嘅时候，我哋要向其他人作一个忍耐。
Remember, Noah waited 120 years before the rains came down and flooded the earth.
挪亚当佢自己日子系要等待120年，然后先至有洪水泛滥。
He didn't see one fruit or one conversion.
喺佢咁长嘅日子里边，佢冇见到一个人悔改，冇一个果子。
Yet Noah stuck to the game plan. Noah continued his work with the Lord.
但是挪亚继续在神面前做忠心。
And so for you and I, we could wait too.
所以你和我们都能够有一个等待。
We could patiently persevere in doing the Lord's work.
我哋要恒心忍耐去为主而作工。
We could also patiently persevere in preaching the gospel message to others.
我哋要恒久忍耐将神嗰个福音传扬出去。
And it doesn't matter if people respond or don't they?
无论有人去悔改嚟相信主不可。
Because we know the day is coming.
但是我们知道审判的日子会来临。
And we know we are simply mouthpieces of the Lord to broadcast this message.
我们只是为主而做一个传扬那个管子传神的话语。
And yes, it is our hope that we would see others come and believe.
当然我们很开心见到有人相信耶稣。
But even if people don't believe on a given day, we are going to continue with our lives and continue to persevere in our faith and the proclamation of the gospel.
但是我们要继续忍耐继续传扬神的福音。
Brothers and sisters, will you continue to persevere and proclaim the gospel?
弟兄姊妹你今时今日会不会继续耐性的等待去传福音呢?
We live in a world that's getting more and more hostile to share our faith or even to live out our faith.
我们今日所活的社会已经越来越敌挡神的福音让我们没办法去传扬他的话语。
What choices are you going to make?
你今天做什么选择呢?
And will you trust in how God will vindicate you and how God will glorify the Lord Jesus Christ?
你有没有这个信心有一天神会为你而伸冤呢?
Let us pray.
我们低头作个祷告。
Heavenly Father, Lord God Almighty, we come before you.
大能的神啊，我们来到你的面前。
Father, we come before you again. Sometimes we come before you weary and tired.
主啊，有阵时我哋喺你面前会彰显我自己嘅软弱同埋疲倦。
Sometimes it's not easy for us to live out our faith.
其实唔系好容易能够活出一个信心嘅功课。
Sometimes we've been affected by others around us.
好多时候我哋周围嘅环境会影响我哋。
And so sometimes instead of living strongly in our faith, sometimes we live weakly in our faith.
好多时候我们就没有办法刚强地活出我们的信心我们是非常之软弱的来活。
And so, Father, as we come before here, Father, we hear of your judgment day.
主我们来到你面前我们知道你审判日子将来。
We hear how you will vindicate your own.
我们知道你是怎样为相信你的人而伸冤。
And so, Father, that brings encouragement to us.
这个就能够鼓励我们。
That there will be a day, Father, that the whole world will see.
有一天全世界就会看见。
There will be a day when every knee shall bow and every tongue confess.
有一天万物口会承认万膝会跪拜。
That you are Lord.
你就是主。
And so, Father, for the time being, Father, help us to wait with patience and graciousness.
主求你就赐给我们每一个人有忍耐和这个耐性。
Yes, we're looking forward to the other side of eternity.
主，我们看见这个永恒的将来。
But as long as we have days here, let our lives be a witness. Let our lives be a living testimony to others that they may believe.
主，让我们有生的日子能够为你而作见证。
And let us be faithful, not simply just in our lives, but also through our lips, Father, that we would proclaim the gospel to others.
让我们藉着我们的口，藉着我们的生活，能够为你而作见证。
Let us preach the gospel. Let us sing of the gospel.
让我们传扬你的福音，让我们歌唱你的福音。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们藉着这些向为主耶稣基督，藉着主耶稣基督。
Amen.
Amen.